The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The seventh advantage of a Baal Bitochen over an alchemist is ensured that he will have his food and his basic necessities. Money does not necessarily ensure that. Shalom Avrocha. We're up to the seventh advantage of a Baal Bitochen over this person who has the seemingly amazing way to make it rich and wealthy. So, that you can have a situation, a person has all the money in the world, and he still can die of starvation. Cannot get to him. Like it says, the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Kasbam uzahovim lo yuchol hatzilim, b'yoyim eves Hashem, nafshen lo yizboil meim lo yimolo." All the silver and gold won't help him. Rachmon al-Islam, there's a day of wrath from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They won't be satiated. We know the famous Maisa, if it happened, it didn't. I'm not 100% sure. They say that, I think it was Baron Rothschild. He died because he accidentally was in his walk-in safe and they locked him inside and they had no way of knowing that he was in there. Until he opened it, it was too late. So we have an example of the wealthiest person in the world died of starvation. And there's so many different other ways where this Rachmon HaSlan can happen. Sometimes it can happen because of a medical condition. He just can't digest the food. The bottom line is, wealth is not something that one can rely on for his even most basic needs. Very often, because a person has more wealth, it makes them more tense and more nervous, and it causes all these different types of digestive complications. A person who has bitochen Hashem lo yechzer l'mezoinoi v'chol eis v'chol mokim ad sof yomov. Bitochen Hashem is something that will provide a person with his basic needs for his entire life. Like it says, Hashem roi lo echso. Hashem is my shepherd, I will never be lacking. If you think of it, the one who said this was David HaMelech, who happened to be the king. And here we see the greatness of David HaMelech. Generally, the king, because he has so much power, he thinks that it's because of my position and my power and I can do everything I want and I always get whatever I want. David HaMelech had things clear. And that's why he always had that peace of mind. In every situation, he went through many hard situations in the course of his life. But if he would have relied on his power, and he would see that with all the power he had and the wealth he had and intelligence he had, it didn't help him. He had rebellions even by his own children. I'm sure he was a great mechanech, but these things happen. But he always remained that peace of mind, because Hashem Roi, Hashem is my shepherd from the day I was born till the last day of my life. And therefore I was able to sing this nearest HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all situations. It says, Shiftecho mishantecho heimi nachmuni. That's what he says in that thing. He describes himself as like the sheep, and the shepherd is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It says, Shivdecho Mishantecho, this is going to give me my Nechome. So I heard a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Zal Meltzer, Zechon Levrocha. There's a stick. Is it a stick called a shevet? A shevet means a stick for hitting with. Like if the animals get out of line or they start running away, the shepherd hits them to put them back in place. That's one type of stick. And you have the same stick, it's called a mishon. Mishon is a support. The person gets older and he needs extra support, and he has a cane. So David HaMelech is saying like this. It's your shevet and your mishon. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is my mishon, who supports me.
Kol HaLashon.
And on the times that I need that support, with his Kavayochel stick of support, that same stick of support in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes used as a shevet to give me a painful situation. The fact that I know that they're in the hand of the same person, that is my nechoma. Because it'll be two different people, it'll be a very unpleasant situation. I don't know who's stronger, the one who's supporting me or the ones against me. And it's always room for fright and concern. Who will overpower who? And even if they're equal, I'm sometimes being hit by the mean guy and sometimes being supported by the nice one. But if I realize that it's all Shib Techo, Misham Techo, it's all from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that mission that you gave me, that miraculous Hashgacha that happened when I was in the womb of my mother, like David Melech said in his Baruch HaNafshi, that all those trillions of cells, each one felt exactly in the right place at the right time to form a perfect human being. And growing up in all the different trials and tribulations, and the Hashgacha that David Melech had in the course of his life also, I saw you on my mishon, you are my support. You brought me to heights that nobody else reached. But together with that, I went through a lot of sorrows in my life. From as a child, that it was looked initially as being something wrong with him, illegitimate. And there was always people that were starting up with him, even when he was a king, people that were degrading him. But I realized that that's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want me to go through these different silliness. And that's my nechoma, that I know if you're the one who cares for me so much, then the painful and the hard things that are happening are coming from the same caring source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's my nechama. I don't have to think that who knows what happened and what the evil in the world is going to do to me. I'm under Hashem's wings. And I also gave him the ability to not get carried away with his position. He said, David HaMelech is yearning for the days that he was a shepherd. He himself was a shepherd. And he used to watch over the sheep. He was in a nice, peaceful area. True, he didn't have the power. He didn't have the wealth. But that's the person who's focused. He doesn't need the power. He doesn't need the wealth. He doesn't need the covet. He needs just to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have what he needs. That's Hashem Roi Lo Yachso. You know, I mentioned a few times about Rav Steinemann, Zeches HaLevrocha. It was a davar pella, kind of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt our generation needs a person like this, because it's very uncommon, especially in the Litvish world, a person living the way he lived, with total living on kimat nothing. I remember somebody told me that in his mamish later years, and close to 100, somebody in the household over there said, maybe we should bring him to a nutritionist. So they brought over a very good nutritionist. She went through the list of what he eats, which was nothing. It was some breadcrumbs, a little bit of milk, and a little bit of potatoes and carrots, cooked apples, and maybe a cup of water a day, or 2 cups of water. I don't remember what the number was, a very small amount. He never drank even more than that amount. So the nutritionist said, look, I really have nothing to do for this rabbi. Why not? If he's eating, I could give him advice what to eat and what not to eat. But he's not eating. What can I do for him? But he was an example of this thing, Hashem Roi Lo Yachso. It's also for us to try to copy such a behavior. We have to eat well, because we're not that type of person. But he was mamish. If anybody ever bumped into him or went by him, he was always in this peaceful, calm, good mood, with even a sense of humor, putting people in place in such a pleasant way. That's what it is. When a person dreams, just have another $1 million, I'll be satiated. Lav dafka, generally not satiated. And like we said, we don't. The person doesn't know if he's going to have food to eat, or he's going to have to get to the food, or he's going to have to digest the food. There's so many things that can happen. But a person that's davik takav nishbohu, no matter how little he eats or how much he eats, he's always satiated and lo yechzer, and a feeling of having what he needs. So you just think about this as all telling the mind frame. Mitzvah Hashem, we should have good food our whole lives. But to realize that we don't need that mahalach of running after the wealth and thinking that's going to solve all our problems. What we have is enough, and we can manage with it well. And the more we appreciate it, the more we enjoy it, and the more we're happy with what we have. And come on, the more siyata Shemai will have on the Kodesh Baruch Hu also, by being closer with him. Shalom Avrocha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.